I'm Lillian Vasquez with Lifestyles on KVCR. Thanks for listening. On today's show, I'll speak with Vanessa Perez, Executive Director with the Time for Change Foundation. Their mission is to provide programs and housing to help women and children reach self-sufficiency. Vanessa talks about some of the services they offer, including money management, parent education, independent living skills, and more. In addition, their Bebop Business Academy works to give women the tools to build a successful business. The Time for Change Foundation presents their 22nd Annual Awards Gala, Rising Like the Sun So Others Can Shine, Friday, April 19th at the Doubletree by Hilton in Ontario. The gala honors the women who have succeeded through their program, as well as community members who are making a difference. Their gala is their biggest fundraiser of the year. Here's my conversation with Vanessa Perez, Executive Director with Time for Change Foundation. Welcome and thank you for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so first I'd like you to share an overview of the nonprofit Time for Change Foundation, and then we'll talk about the many programs and services that are offered. So give me an overview of the organization.
Well, Time for Change Foundation is a housing program that began in 2002. So we've existed for over 20 years in the city of San Bernardino. And our mission is to empower disenfranchised low-income individuals and families by building leadership through evidence-based programs and housing to create self-sufficiency and thriving communities. Time for Change Foundation offers three types of housing, from emergency shelter to permanent supportive to affordable housing. And essentially, our goal is to provide evidence-based programs and housing to help women and children reach self-sufficiency.
All right. That's the overall kind of mission of the organization. And now let's break it down a little bit. When we talk about housing, what are we talking about? Emergency homeless shelters? Tell me what's going on for the housing part of it that you guys are doing. Because you may have started out one way, but you've grown so much and now provide so many different services. So let's focus on housing first.
Absolutely. Well, when Time for Change Foundation first started, we started off with one 6-bed emergency shelter, and we have grown to operate 3 emergency shelters, 10 units of permanent supportive housing. And in 2012, we developed our very own affordable housing apartment building called the Phoenix Square.
And so the Phoenix Square, located in San Bernardino, what did that allow you to do or house so many different families? Are we talking families or are we just talking mothers and their children, or what are we talking?
The Phoenix Square has allowed us to experience a breakthrough in housing for the homeless population, because while there are many people that are on the public housing wait list, we decided that we would create the type of housing that our families need. And so the Phoenix Square is designed to help women with their children. So a lot of the families that live there are single mothers who have little children and are looking for low-income housing, so that way they can provide stable housing for their family.
Can you give me an example of who your client is and who you're trying to help?
The target client and target population that Time for Change Foundation serves through our housing program consists of homeless women with children. These women may have come from domestic abuse, they may have come from incarceration, or they may have just had unfortunate circumstances and found themselves to be in a place where they're not able to provide for themselves or for their children anymore. And so essentially, we help all homeless women who are looking to regain self-sufficiency and to provide for themselves and for their children.
Okay, so there's a variety of what your client might look like. So it could be under different circumstances that they would come to you. I want to talk a little bit now about some of the supportive services. And this I'm referring to, like the scholarship program, independent living skills, parenting education, financial education, transportation, legal, and family unification. So I know that's a lot. Which one would you like to focus on, do you feel is really, I mean, they're all important. Which ones would you like to talk about?
I think talking a little bit about our employment development and workforce development program is helpful, because Time for Change over the last year has been able to increase the level of support that we provide to women. But in addition, we were able to receive some support from different state grants that have allowed us to expand our workforce development program to serve not only the women in our housing program, but women outside of our internal housing programs and in the community at large, as well as men. And so we're excited because we are able to reach a lot more people now through employment development services as well as legal services. And so a lot of people that we work with have criminal backgrounds and records. And so by providing them with legal services, they're able to get expungements and get their record cleared and have opportunity to have a fair chance at employment. And so when we combine the legal services with employment development services, we're seeing a lot more people get housed, and we've been able to help an additional 180 individuals over the last year with employment development services.
So the workforce development or employment development services, what does that look like? Are you helping them find jobs? Are you getting them prepared to go out into the workforce? What are you doing there?
Through our workforce development program, Time for Change Foundation has a workforce developer, which is an on-staff employee who works independently with each and every single one of our clients. She provides classes that we do on a weekly basis, as well as one-on-one sessions with every single client that we have. And what she does is she creates an employment plan with them. So they'll do career assessments where they will identify what type of work they might be likely to enjoy, what type of work would they be likely able to do. Mm. And so she helps them understand, you know, what direction do I want to go in? And then from there, if they have a desire to go back to school or maybe take a couple classes or maybe a position that they want to go for requires some sort of certification, then she helps them get through that process and get enrolled into any type of certification or schooling. And she also develops relationships with local employers. So that way, when we do have women or people that are looking for employment and they may be in the process of coming up with a career plan, but they just need a job right now.
Right,
she'll connect with different employers to see who's hiring. And because we have those relationships, we're able to do direct job placements for the people that we're serving, which is supporting, you know, the economy overall in the Inland Empire, because we're getting people back to work, but it's helping our clients get back on track and to be able to provide for themselves and their families.
Right, absolutely. So when they might need a certificate program or a couple of classes, is there funding available to help them get to that point? Or are they, I don't want to say on their own, but maybe on their own to fund some of those things that they need to get the gainful employment?
Well, our current employment development program has funding support to provide them with different types of level certification. And so if they need a food handler's card, we're able to support them that way, which has been extremely helpful.
Yeah.
But once they get employment, then they're able to take care of certain things on their own, which they're happy to do so because they're excited that they're back to work.
Yeah, and they're independent again. Yeah. So some of the others that were listed were, talk to me about the independent living skills and where you're going with, you know, what that's about, or the parenting education training.
Definitely. Independent living skills is one of the services provided by Time for Change Foundation. And essentially, when women come into our housing program, they receive an array of supportive services. They receive a case management, they receive life skills, they receive parenting education, they receive financial literacy, employment development, and all of those things work together to support the overall self-sufficiency of the client. And so the life skills, what that entails is them learning independent living skills, such as cleaning, cooking, grocery shopping, doing laundry, and learning how to have a routine in the home and with your children. Many of the women that we serve experience losing their children to the CPS system. And so we work with women and attorneys to help them get their kids back. And once they get their children back, it's kind of like relearning your relationship again. And so you have to relearn how to be a mom and how to bring that structure into your children's life. And
right.
So some of these things that maybe sometimes we think don't matter, or maybe some people take for granted, these women are learning for the first time. So we make sure that we hold their hands and help them get on their feet and offer them that support that they need so that they can be nurturing and supportive mothers to their children.
Got it. So that's part of probably the parenting education as well, and obviously the family reunification part of your services.
Yes, definitely. And so we do have LCSWs that do a therapeutic parenting class with our women. And so they're learning the ins and outs of parenting and learning from their mistakes, or maybe they don't have children yet and they're pregnant and they're getting an idea of what to expect and how they should be with their children because perhaps they didn't have that with their mother.
Got it. That's terrific. All right, let's move on. I want to talk a little bit about drug and alcohol outpatient services. Is this still being offered?
Absolutely. Time for Change Foundation is a licensed drug and alcohol outpatient program. And with that, we provide our 12-step education, our relapse prevention, and our women are enrolled into our outpatient program where we have a licensed drug and alcohol counselor who meets with them on a regular basis. And so she does group counseling and she does individual one-on-one counseling and creates a 90-day treatment plan to help them remain clean and sober. So we are seeing an amazing success rate in our drug and alcohol program where women are not relapsing into drug abuse and they're able to maintain their sobriety.
Terrific. Let me reintroduce my guest is Vanessa Perez. She is the executive director with Time for Change Foundation. And we're talking about the many services that they offer. Now, this is offered to people throughout San Bernardino only, San Bernardino County. Who do you get to serve?
Time for Change serves the entire Inland Empire, and our facilities are located in the city of San Bernardino. However, we service the entire Inland Empire as well as anyone from outside. We've had women come from Los Angeles County, San Diego, up north in Northern California, even from out of state. And so the only qualification is that you need to be homeless and willing and ready to get back into self-sufficiency.
Well, that's lovely. So I was going to ask you who's eligible to partake and receive services, but really anyone who's ready to change their life and are struggling, you're there to help them.
Yes.
And is it just women?
In Southern California, it's just women. Mm. And in 2018, we expanded to the Bay Area, and we do have an emergency shelter there where we now serve formerly incarcerated men.
You're listening to Lifestyles on KVCR. We need to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll continue my conversation with Vanessa Perez, Executive Director with the Time for Change Foundation. I'm Lillian Vasquez. We'll be right back. Stay with us. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Lifestyles on KVCR. I'm Lillian Vasquez. I'm speaking with Vanessa Perez, the executive director with the Time for Change Foundation. All right, I want to talk next about what is the Bebop Business Academy?
The Bebop Business Academy is a three-phase curriculum that is centered around helping women of color entrepreneurs build, grow, and scale successful businesses. Now, Time for Change Foundation opened the Black and Brown Opportunities for Profit Center in the city of San Bernardino in March of 2023. So we're coming up on our one-year anniversary, and we're really excited because we are now able to provide the place, the space, and the information that women of color entrepreneurs need to have investable businesses. The Bebop Business Academy is the program component that supports women of color entrepreneurs, and it consists of three phases: build, grow, and scale. These are hybrid programs that women can register for. They can take the courses online, and they can also come into the Bebop Center and work on their businesses.
Terrific. Okay, and you must have found a need for that since that was fairly new that you created that. Were you getting women that were needing assistance and you guys were doing it a little at a time and then you just went full force?
Time for Change has always had an entrepreneurship component. We've had different programs where we've had other women business owners come in and talk about entrepreneurship to our women, and we've incorporated that into our workforce development. And so during COVID, when everything got shut down and we started to see, you know, uprising and social civil unrest and all of those things, we realized that women of color needed more support and they needed access, and that there were a lot of women that were doing what they had to do to make ends meet. You've got schools shutting down, having to be mom and daycare provider and teacher all at the same time. And so women were struggling to provide for their children. And so a lot of the women that we serve are single mothers and heads of household. So we decided that we needed to do something different. As you may know, the San Bernardino Employment Training Agency had shut down many years ago, and the city hasn't seen another workforce development program specifically for people in San Bernardino and really specifically to help women of color. And so the Bebop Center was created to fill in the gap and to provide the need that these women had, because we see that these women are not short of ideas, they're short of opportunity, and we want to provide the opportunity to them. So the Bebop Center and the Bebop Academy focuses on four main pillars. One is access to capital, the other is access to networks, the other one is access to information, and the other one is access to technology. It is a 10,000 square foot high-tech economic hub designed to help these women have access to everything that they need to have successful businesses.
Wow, that's really terrific to give them that kind of resource to get started or to build on what they may have already started. Okay, yes. So as a nonprofit that you are, as a foundation, volunteers are always needed, and I'm assuming that you need them as well. Tell me how they get involved with you. What kind of tasks are they given, and how do they get in touch with you if they're listening now and say, that's something I want to get behind or get involved in? What do they do, and what kind of tasks would they be given?
Volunteers are definitely needed. I need volunteers right now. We have volunteers ranging from, you know, college students to retired adults. It really doesn't matter who you are. If you have a heart to support the mission of Time for Change and to support women, then we would love to have you come and volunteer with us. We have a variety of tasks, and so wherever you desire most to serve, then we would love to have you. But we do many things, from teaching a class to mentoring to helping us answer phones and taking phone calls. Right now we're planning for our annual awards gala, so we're out in the community and we're looking for support from businesses to provide donations to our silent auction and our raffle. We are looking for people to help really invest in the women that we have. We have different programs where they can work with the moms and help do cooking classes and different coaching and mentoring support. And so there's a lot of opportunity. And now that we have the Bebop Center, we have both, you know, business and entrepreneurship, and then we have homeless women who are looking to remain clean and sober, to get jobs and really get back into society and support their children and their families. And so, I mean, sometimes people come to us with ideas, and we love to have conversations and talk that over and see what new opportunities we can also implement to support the women.
As you just mentioned, fundraisers are always important to nonprofits. It's how you keep everything moving and things operating. You host a yearly gala. This year, it's Rising Like the Sun So Others Can Shine. It's being held at the DoubleTree in Ontario. It's on April 19th, and you honor individuals. Tell me what goes on at the gala and the type of individuals that you're honoring.
The gala is our biggest fundraiser of the year, and we're so excited because we get to be in the presence of outstanding community members, individuals, partners. I mean, you have the community coming and supporting and the women that we serve, and even women from over these years. We have alumni coming, and we're celebrating, first of all, the success of the women that have come through our program. We're celebrating the success of the organization and how we've been able to impact lives and reunify families. And we're recognizing outstanding individuals in the community who are making a difference. And these range from business owners to philanthropists to people that are involved in different programs and really just working to make a difference in the lives of other people. So it's a great event. It's the opportunity for us to raise the much needed funds to continue to support the operations of our organization. And if you want to come out and support, there are many ways to support. Right now, we're looking for volunteers. We're looking for sponsors. We're looking for people to purchase program book ads, to donate items for our silent auction and raffle. I mean, there's so many ways to give back and support. And they can reach out by calling our office at 909-886-2994 or by visiting our website, www.timeforchangefoundation.org.
All right. You've been doing this, well, I don't know if you've been there since 2002. Perhaps you have. I think you started as an intern, right?
I started in 2012, actually.
2012. I was going to say you're not quite that old. But I want to ask about maybe in the time that you've been there, some of the success stories or people that you can say, you know, they came to us, and you don't have to give a name, but maybe examples of women that have come through your doors and have gone on to live better lives and done bigger and better things.
Definitely. There's so many stories. My goodness, I can't even think because we have so many women that have come through and have had success stories. I could share a couple of them. Well, one for sure, and this is someone who actually works at our organization now, and she's definitely a superstar, but Amy came, and she came about the same time I began my work with Time for Change over 10 years ago. And as a client, she was coming out of a domestic abuse. She was coming out of drug addiction. She was fighting to get her two sons back and was going to court and had over 20 court hearings. And each time, because she was low income, homeless, she didn't have legal representation. Mm. The people that had her children had an advantage because they had money to pay for an attorney. And so she was fighting and fighting and fighting to try to prove that her kids were stolen from her. And when she came to the organization, we went to court with her and we realized, like, wow, this girl is really telling the truth. And so we had support. We were able to get an attorney. And even though 10 years have gone by, she wasn't able to get full custody of her kids because of the amount of time, and they were already settled with the families that they were with. Mm-hmm. But she was able to get full rights to have her kids visit any time, to have her kids' school records, to spend time with them. And since then, Amy has been able to go on. She went on and gained employment with Loma Linda Hospital, and then she came on board at Time for Change Foundation, and now she's been working with us for over 6 years as our program administrator, and she is just flourishing and thriving. She just purchased her own home.
Oh, nice.
And so we've seen these women really go from homelessness and drug abuse to self-sufficiency to gaining permanent employment and home ownership. Keisha is another story. She is one of our clients. She's been through our employment program. She lived in our affordable housing. Keisha is an RN. Mm. But before she was able to become an RN, she had to go through numerous obstacles because she had felony convictions on her record. And so she had to go through private schooling and get into over $100,000 worth of school debt, student loans. And in 6 months to graduation, when she was doing clinicals, she had to do a background check. And mind you, this was her eighth background check. However, this place saw the criminal history, and so they notified the school, and the school kicked her out because they said that she lied about her felonies, which she hadn't. This was the sixth or eighth background check that was done, and so this definitely devastated her. So we worked in partnership with our attorneys, with local elected officials, and even presidents of all the local universities and colleges, just to try to get support to get her back into school. And through our advocacy efforts, Keisha was able to go back in, finish her last 6 months, and graduate, and now she's an RN. And so, you know, so many different stories and different experiences that these women have, but because we're here and we're able to connect with them and provide them with resources, they're able to succeed and thrive. And Keisha herself is now a homeowner. She
nice.
Is an RN, and she's going to school for her PhD.
Oh, that's so awesome. What a great story, Vanessa. Thank you for sharing that. Let me reintroduce our guest is Vanessa Perez. She is the executive director with Time for Change Foundation. Vanessa, before I let you go, I want to ask one more thing, and that's, tell me who Kim Carter is, the founder and the woman that started it all.
Kim Carter is now Miss Kim Carter Tillman, and I will say that she is a phenomenal woman. She started Time for Change Foundation 22 years ago out of her own home. Kim is a formerly incarcerated African-American woman who suffered from substance abuse and mental health, and she cycled in and out of jail, in and out of prison, until she had one opportunity to go into a drug treatment program. And once she had that treatment program, she realized, I wasn't a bad person, I was a sick person, and she got the treatment that she needed to remain now 30 years clean and sober. And with that, she went to school, became an accountant, and went into accounting in the corporate world. And as she was doing that, she felt God put on her heart to help women that were just like her. So she started encountering these women and began to help house them out of her own home until finally she felt like she needed to go into that full time. So she really took a leap of faith in starting Time for Change Foundation because she had no direction, no guidance, and no resources. But as she pursued what she felt God was telling her to do, everything was provided for. So she began with one six-bed house, and now we expanded to who we are and what we are today, all because this woman took a leap of faith to help women who needed the support that they needed to be mothers to their children, to remain clean and sober, and to live productive lives in society.
Yeah, she did. And a lot of hard work and a lot of tenacity. One strong woman, that is for sure.
Absolutely.
Vanessa, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for serving our community. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
The 22nd Annual Awards Gala, Rising Like the Sun So Others Can Shine, is April 19th at the Doubletree in Ontario. For more information about the Time for Change Foundation, visit us at kvcrnews.org/lifestyles and click on today's show. It's time. Change. Now it's time for change. Nothing stays the same. Now it's time for change. Vanessa shared some information about Kim Carter, the founder of the Time for Change Foundation, but there's more to her story. To learn more about the life of Kim Carter, she tells her story in the book, Waking Up to My Purpose. In her memoir, Kim shares that it's never too late to recreate your life. Your journey is about recovering, repairing, repaying, and rejoicing. Out of the hardships of her past came the inspiration to help other women, eventually leading to the establishment of the Time for Change Foundation. Now there's a film titled Tell It Like a Woman, which also depicts Kim's story and can be seen on Amazon Prime. Actress Jennifer Hudson portrays Kim, telling of her struggles with addiction and her triumphs after getting sober. For more information about Kim Carter and her memoir, Waking Up to My Purpose, visit kvcrnews.org/lifestyles and click on today's show. Now it's time for change. Yeah, change. Now it's time for change. That's our show for this week. To hear any of our past shows, check out the archives at kvcrnews.org/lifestyles or listen to Lifestyles on the KVCR app. You can also listen to Lifestyles on your favorite streaming service. Search for Lifestyles with Lillian Vasquez and take the show on the go. Thanks to all who helped to make this show possible, including Sharina Wadd, David Fleming, Sean Houlihan, and executive producer Rick Dulock. Our theme music is provided by Ethan Bortnick. Join me next week at the same time for Lifestyles with me, Lillian Vasquez. Bye for now. Yeah, the simple things.